I'm going to ask you to do something that I think would open this service up out of the ordinary. And don't start doing nothing. I'll say something, but don't start it until I tell you, go ahead. We're going to clap in a few moments. And the clapping is about the person next to you going to receive tonight. That's what he told me to do. I'm going to do that. You clapping for the, not for yourself. You clapping for the person next to you going to receive tonight. Ready? Clap. May you be glorified tonight. May the Lord Jesus be magnified. May the church be edified. And may the Holy Ghost get a chance to testify in our midst this night. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I want you to take good notes and pay close attention. We're going to be dealing with unlocking the glory in your life. Here's a definition of glory from the Holy Ghost, not a dictionary. The glory means it is finished beyond expectation. The glory is higher than faith. Higher than the anointing. Higher than prayer. Higher than the word of God. The glory means it is finished. That's what I'm dancing about. That's what I'm shouting about. Yes. It's finished. I'm not looking for my outside eyes. I know it's finished because the word says it's finished. Yes, sir. God is the Godfather of all glory. Yes, sir. Huh? And so tonight we're going, the Lord told me, he said, you must reveal a powerful mystery that will unlock full glory in the believer's life. There are three powerful things. I got a powerful text, but there are three powerful things I better get first. Go to Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4, and I will give you three things to work with, and we'll read it in the scripture. Three powerful mysteries that will unlock full glory in your life. Now, before I show you these three powerful mysteries, man has been waiting on the glory. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Now your life will be changed to another span. The next thing I'm about to say, your life is about to take a leap like never before if you hear it in the spirit. We are trying to get the glory to manifest, but we are glory manifestors. The reason the glory has not manifested, you didn't manifest it. You are a glory carrier on behalf of God. And you are the one that's supposed to display God's power in the earth realm, in your personal life, and in the life of people you minister to. So you're waiting on something you got to manifest. The glory is on the inside of you. I preach already. See? You're saying to me that I am a glory manifester just because you sinned, the glory didn't leave you. The glory that'll take care of that sin.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, the three things that are going to begin to manifest glory in your life. And that's, as glory means, God's presence, God's provision, God's power, God's plan, God's purpose. All of that's in glory. God's protection, all that in the glory of God. You see. See, God's glory as it is today is on the other side of its finish. Man, now I got robbed there. Y'all going to sow and rob? See, any disturbing factor you may be dealing with is already finished. It was finished when you prayed. Matter of fact, it was finished before it happened.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Because of who you are.
Yes, sir.
Everybody about to walk heavy in glory.
Yeah.
Write down on your note. I'm about to walk heavy in glory. Everything about to change in my life. Romans 4. Which is not in my text, but I want to take you over there to show you three things that the Holy Ghost showed me. First thing is in verse 17. Now, I told you, I'm telling you about three powerful mysteries that will unlock full glory in your life.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Right?
Yes, sir.
When God is present, what is impossible to happen? God never left you. Problems do not make God leave. Because God don't know no problem. Any problem you have is your consciousness. It's not trained to a degree to overcome it. I'll deal with that in a little while. Verse 17 says, it's written, I made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God who quickened the dead. Now, here's one of those mysteries of the glory of God. And calleth those things which be not as though they were. A person walking in glory. It's one of the mysteries of glory. I don't have to see you with my eyes. I take a snapshot with my imagination. Are you listening? My imagination is a supernatural camera that God have given me, and it can take divine pictures. I'm gonna let y'all march in a few minutes. Y'all ain't ready for me. You have a supernatural camera on the inside of you, and it can take snapshots of what you desire, what you dream, what God promised to you, what you see in the Bible, what you see in somebody else's life, what you saw in Abraham's life, what you saw in Job's life. You got that camera on the inside of you. Take the doggone picture.
Yeah. My God.
So one of the mysteries of the glory manifesting is you calling things that be not as though they were. You know why? Because they are. The Father has provided everything you need, everything you desire, every solution for every problem, every circumstance, everything that you need, you already got it. You know where you got it at? Christ in me. I wish I had somebody. Yes. The hope of glory. Yes. He's already there. Yes. That's why the scripture said, God forbid for me the glory except in the cross. Because the glory already paid for. The glory is stronger than prayer. The glory is stronger than the gifts of the Spirit. Why? The glory is God Himself. Look here in the fourth chapter, the second thing, mystery, verse 20. Hallelujah. Verse 20. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith. Look what the last part said.
Giving glory to God.
If you give God glory, guess what's going to happen? God's going to give you glory. Who you think can give the most glory? You, me, or God? The glory that God gave to you was for you to be able, oh, good God Almighty, to activate His glory.
Yeah.
Somebody holler a little bit. Look at the verse again. Stagger not at the promise of God through unbelief. Some things may stagger you a little bit, but straighten back up. But was strong in faith, giving glory to God. When you give glory to God, God don't play that. You will never outdo Him. So when you give glory to Him, He's not going to give you no mercy. He's not going to give you something else, because see, glory at the highest rank. So God ain't going to drop low. So if you give glory, He got to give glory back. More of Himself. That's two mysteries. That you, now go back now, that you are glory manifester. I said, we are trying to get the glory to manifest when we are glory manifesting.
Yes, sir.
There's two mysteries we just went over. And the third one, you know, is in the next verse. Next verse is the third one. Next one, next verse is the third one. Next verse is the third mystery. Next verse is the third mystery. Next verse is that some glory is about to hit you tonight. And wipe out some things in your life and provide some things in your life you never thought you could walk into. You've come here tonight and found out I'm a glory manifester. Yeah, you ever heard that before? Anybody up there? Now, don't take this as a Sunday school lesson. You came here unaware of the fact, I did too, that I'm a glory manifester. Hey, boy, y'all shut up in that corner before I come up and slap one of y'all side of the head. Hey! Pay attention to this word here. I'll come up there and get you. Man, I put a lot of time in this, man.
Yes, sir.
This is my life.
Absolutely.
I'm putting my life out of me.
Yes, sir.
I ain't got time for none of this fooling.
Yes,
you end up in jail somewhere, you ain't paying no attention to me. I'm trying to teach you. Teach you when that drug dealer offers you something. You say, I'm already smoking. I'm smoking the glory. If I can get it down, oh my, I feel the Holy Ghost. If I can get that down in your spirit, but y'all don't pay enough attention. Slap your child side the head and tell your child pay attention. Don't come to us after trying to pray him out. Slap him out before he get in. Y'all sit back down. Sit back down. Man, this ain't no football game yet.
That's right.
No football. They don't play no game here, you know. I put you out. Appreciate the people who won't hear it. Because I came here on business tonight. I feel my Cheerios, man. Let me eat my Cheerios in peace, boy. The third thing is being fully persuaded that what he has promised, he also will perform. See, those are three mysteries the Holy Ghost told me. Three mysteries of stirring up the glory in you. Calling things that be not as though they were.
Yes, sir.
Being strong in faith. Being not weak in faith, but strong in faith. Giving glory to God.
Yes, sir.
And then the third mystery is calling things that be not as though they were because you know they are.
Yes, sir.
You see it?
Yes, sir.
All right. All right. Let's go farther. Let's go farther. So we're not trying to get the glory to manifest. The glory is already here.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Remember, you're a glory carrier.
Yes, sir.
If you read in John 17, that's what Jesus prayed. Jesus said, I can't leave them without the glory. Because I was working with the glory.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And they're supposed to work just like me. So they got to have the same type of fuel that I had in me. They got to have glory fuel on the inside of them. Supernatural fuel on the inside of them to be able to move beyond the natural and step off in the supernatural. Satan is not going to know where you went in the next few minutes. He's going to lose his vision on you. Because the glory going to hit this place. This Friday night, you know. The glory going to hit. Because I got all y'all here right now. So the glory going to hit. Tonight, the glory going to hit this place. And you're going to turn into a different woman. You're going to turn into a different man. And your life going to change. And you're going to be more powerful than you ever been in your life because the Holy Ghost is not going to leave me out there by myself. He told me, preach this word, he's going to back me up. So go ahead and get your little sad issue together right now because it's going to dissipate in a few moments. I mean, think about the worst thing that ever happened to you or what you're going through. Go ahead on and hug it a little bit and then kiss it by because in a few moments when the glory gets here, you're going to wipe all that out. How many of y'all ready for it? How many of y'all ready for the overflow? How many of y'all ready to go to another level? How many of y'all tired of the same old, same old? Well, you're at the right place. You're at the right place. Sit down, sit down. Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. Colossians chapter 1. I want to read three scriptures in there. Waiting on the Holy Ghost to give me firm direction of how I got so much information. Get the weeds and the trees out of your consciousness. the weeds and the trees. You're going to have to get them out your consciousness tonight. You're going to have more than outside consciousness. And there's so much of, oh my, Colossians 1:27. To whom God would make known what is the, what is the next word is? Of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is
Christ in you.
I'm a Gloria carrier. Say it.
I'm a Gloria carrier.
Glory is part of your divine characteristic. Because you're a child of the glory God. Sometime we're trying to work scriptures when we should be releasing the glory. Because the Lord said, I've told you over and over again about this. You're coming back here with this same stuff, with the same scripture. Release what I told you. Turn to another scripture. Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Help me, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Y'all gonna say anything? Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I feel it coming, boy.
Hallelujah.
I feel it coming on. You better get ready. You better get ready to live big. You better get ready.
Hallelujah.
It's coming up in you, boy. I feel it. Boy, man, and I know the feeling. Because I live in the glory every day. I live a glory lifestyle. And it's not just material.
Come on, yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right,
He walks with me. Talks to me. He hugged me all day long. That's the glory life. I can't get him off my mind. I go to bed with him on my mind. I get up in the morning, he on my mind. That's the glory life. That's what you want, children. Feel sorry for me, feel sorry for yourself. You're all designed to live the glory of life. Keep him first all the time. Praise him. Tell people your way. Excuse me a minute. Glory to God. You're gonna make most of people nervous, you know. That's all she think about. Church, church, church. Ain't no church, church, church. It's God, God, God. It's Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. Yeah, that's all on my mind. I got to take off time to do the rest of the stuff. Somebody going to get healed up in here. Sit right down. Let me read it to you. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 and 18. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, yeah, he is. He your Father?
Yes.
The Father of glory. The Father of glory. Hallelujah. 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 The Father. Hey, y'all women, y'all pay attention. Y'all talking too much back there. I'm over here. Y'all laughing. What y'all talking about? Y'all want a mic? The Father of glory. I'm known, our pastorship gonna go on in here tonight. You ain't messing with a little punk pastor here tonight. We gonna get right here tonight. We're gonna have government. We're gonna have government in here tonight. Y'all go to church and do anything y'all want to do. Don't pay the man of God no mind. Just laughing and talking and doing all the old crazy stuff. Quit this stuff up in here. Power, life, your extension of your life is up in here. The glory of God up in here. You ain't got no time to be talking and jaw-jacking about what y'all did yesterday. Yes, I'm trying to get you a new dress.
Yeah.
New house. Gives you only new what God is trying to get to you tonight. If you only know the table that he prepared for you tonight, all I'm trying to do is get you to pull up to the table. But I can't eat for you. So just for a few moments, focus on the glory that is emanating in this building. Just a few minutes. We talk about surrendering, yielding, and flowing. But there's another word, focus. My wife and I did some study some time back about focusing. You got to focus. You can't be looking two ways at one time. And so when you come here, I mean, maybe you don't know me. If you knew me, you would listen to every word I say. Because I got enough evidence, enough proof in my life for you to know I'm not lying. Abraham told a man, no, don't give me nothing. Because I don't want nobody to say a man made me rich. I'll be 37 in August. August the 1st.
Yes, sir.
I've been doing this for over four decades. 46 years. I ought to have something to say. So remember, sit down. Remember you don't have a Sunday school teacher up here. Sit down. I'm trying to straighten your mess out. I know you got a mess. We're going to modern flag the things after a while, but God dog, it's my time right now. Come on.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I want you to have it so bad. I want you, you've been trans wrong so long. I want you to have it so bad. When the men and women of God, especially these men and women of God who connected to me, when they're talking, baby, listen. They got something to say. They're about to change your life. So this is not regular church. You understand what I'm saying? Sit down. You could stop disturbing me. Sit down. Just gone, man. Come on. Verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory. I want you to underline that. The Father of glory. I'm a son of glory. May give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Now, I'll go in there. I just want you to see Father of glory in the text. Then the next 18th verse. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling. Now look at this.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, if you don't read that right, I read that wrong a long time. You are His glory.
Yes, 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 yes.
Say it.
I
am
God's
glory.
Glory.
See, you His inheritance.
Yes. My God. Jesus.
He inherits you, listen, to help Him carry His glory in the earth's realm, that men might know He's a glorified God. He's looking tonight for somebody to you to pump more glory in you, to fill that tank with glory, fill that life with glory. I'm going to give you some principles in a few minutes. Let me give you a third text. Romans 14. Y'all here?
Yes,
sir. Romans 14. Yeah, it works like that sometimes.
Please, sir.
Yeah, right. He got hit when he walked off. That's why he got hundreds. Some hundreds. That's why he got them. He did what the Lord tell him to do. Then he laughed. Somebody said, no, Lord. No, Lord. I put up one. No, Lord. This year for something else. Yeah, we got about 15, 20 minutes. The glory hit and I'll quit. For the kingdom of God, verse 17, Romans 14, 17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Now, you must be conscious, have consciousness of your righteousness. All right, let me show you something else to divide this thing. Turn to Acts chapter 17. Now, you will not find this probably in no book anywhere. But I think the scripture bear record to it. And for you to rightfully carry the glory and understand how you're a glory carrier, you're going to have to be rightly divided. Your soul been blocking the glory. Your spirit stay in the glory. But the transfer switch is stuck. And I want to get it unstuck tonight. That you'll have a glory flow no matter what's going on. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
And so these three things, I've looked for them over the years. You know, once we thought the soul and heart was the spirit, and we found out that they're rightly divided, that's a $5,000 check there. I think I'll hold that in my hand a while. Here's what I believe that the Lord is leading me to bring you into another framework of being a glory carrier. You know, the scripture says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And then Hebrews 4:12 said, a word can rightly divide you. All right? Innermost being. Write that down. Innermost being. I believe the innermost being, with the word being, I be dealing with your spirit. Innermost being. Here, and then I want, just two more I want to show you. Innermost being is a different aspect of me. It's not my soul. It's my spirit. And so in Acts 17:28, you brought your shouting clothes?
Yes, sir.
Oh, it's so easy to minister to when you get a few people straight. We ain't playing up here. They know I love them, but they must be don't know me too much, don't they? Because you know if I catch you, playing around, I'm going to deal with you. Tired being sick and broke. Acts 17:28. Animals being. For
in him
we live and move and have our being. Glory to God.
In him
we live and move and have our, as Satan also of your own poet has said, for we are also his offspring.
Yes.
I think that's dealing with the innermost being.
Yes.
All right. You got that?
Yes,
all right. Now, let's deal with the inner man. Go back to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. Ephesians 3, verse 16. We just was over there. I have a marvelous revelation about those two prayers in Ephesians. I hope to God I'll get a chance to give it to you. Now notice what he says here now in, I have to give it to you now so you understand it. The prayer in Ephesians 1, hallelujah, listen up now. The prayer in Ephesians 1 deals with your spirit. The prayer in Ephesians 3 is dealing with your soul.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and tell me you already knew. The prayer in Ephesians 1 about the enlightenment, the spirit of wisdom and the revelation and knowledge of him,
yes,
that's talking about your spirit. But when it get down to your soul, those two things, Paul knew the ministry that he was given in, when he got down to Ephesians 3, he started talking about mysteries. And he knew the soul was going to get jammed up. So he prayed a prayer that the spirit can uplift the soul, that the innermost being can lift the inner man, and that the two can become one, and that revelation knowledge will come alive and manifestable.
Yes.
So in Ephesians 1 is praying about your spirit,
yes,
having enlightenment, seeing beyond,
yes,
the natural, beyond the problem.
Yes.
See what I'm saying?
Yes.
But then we got to move this blocker here.
Because, yes,
now we're talking mysteries, and this blocker got to catch up. This soul,
yes,
your conscience, your mind, your imagination, your emotion will block you from walking in the glory.
Yes.
So Paul said, I've taught y'all so much in the mystery, now I got to get y'all to understand that y'all soul going to have to come in alignment.
Yes.
Got it?
Yes.
You see it?
Yes,
see it? All right, now I'll tell you a little more about it. See it? You got it? So the innermost being is your spirit. Then you got the inner man.
Yes,
he said that, and that's a great connection there. Lord, that's a great connection. Let me show you that. Let me go back to it. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Verse 16, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might.
Yes.
Notice that S is capital.
Yeah, yeah.
By his spirit in the inner man. That inner man is your soul.
Yeah.
That inner man is your soul, which is not saved until you save it. And your soul. Man, come on. Philippians 2:12.
Come on, sir.
Yes, sir.
When you talk about work out your own salvation,
yes,
you already say what you're working on. You're working on life here. You're working on your soul so your soul can receive,
yes,
from your spirit,
yes,
and from the Holy Spirit,
yes,
and from God's spirit.
Yes, sir.
So, the glory blocker is your soul.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And you unblocking your soul tonight.
Amen.
Yes, 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 yes.
of your prayers are about to be answered. All of your confession about to manifest. All of your enemies about to be wiped out. No weapon that form against you shall prosper anymore. Because the worst thing that happened is to be working in your soul, thinking you're working in your spirit, and you're not winning, and you're wondering why you're not winning. You got your scriptures, you got your prayer, you got your praise, you got your worship, but you're still not winning because you're still in your soul, and he got you wrapped up in your soul. You got to get your spirit involved. Yes, sir. Your soul is a spirit imitator. Here we go. Somebody about to get set free. Satan have you fighting him, who is already whipped. So you cannot give a tender to your soul. He keep you distracted with his defeated self.
My God.
Because he know if you're ever attracted to a revelation like this, he can't whip you no more. You see it? When you bind in the spirit, you should be losing your soul. I know that time you got to bind him, but not that much. If you know you can whoop somebody, you don't have to practice.
That's right.
Just hit them. Because God has made you powerful, but the Bible says, 1 John 4, for great is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You're more powerful than satanic forces. You're going to spend all your time riding in the air trying to find him? Look at somebody and tell them it's over. I knew you're going to love this.
Yeah.
I knew you're going to love this. I'm about to get what I want.
I'm about to get what I
want. Woo! Yeah. Man! Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I'm about to get everything I want. Do everything I want to do. Have everything I want to have. And be full of joy on that part. Why? Because when you catch a thief, he got to return to you sevenfold. We caught him tonight. He got us talking about how powerful he is. But I find out I'm more powerful than him. Because great is he. The whole earth is full of his glory. We just have to adjust ourselves to receive. I want you to write down in your notes, sit down. Give me 10 or 15 more minutes. I want you to write this down, and I want you to say this with me. I live in the glory on a daily basis. Say it.
I live in the glory on a daily basis.
Write that down. Write that down. Because when you're aware that you're living in a glory house, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, turn there if you will. I think it's verse 19. You're to glorify him with your body and your spirit. With your God, You're a glory house. Wherever you go, the glory go. When you walk in a room, you ought to light it up with power. Because he said, ye are the light of the world. That glory light should be on when you walk in a place. When I walk in a supermarket, I walk down the aisle, people are all nervous. You see, take a double look. I ain't saying nothing. But I know I'm a glory carrier.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know I'm not a regular person.
Yes, sir.
Y'all stop being regular. Y'all got God on the inside of you. You got Jesus on the inside of you. You got the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. You're the child of God. You're a kingdom citizen. You got a right to have the glory with you. Stop being a regular person. Stop being just a denominational person. Stop being just a church goer. Recognize that you're a child of the living God. You got power on the inside of you. You got an anointing on you. You're a life changer. You're a miracle worker. Stop letting these religious folks mess with your mind. Come on, don't take all that. Yeah, I take all that. I got to praise it. I got to worship him. I got to bow down before him. It do take all that. You don't know what he did for me. I was lost, but he saved me one Sunday morning. He wiped my sins away. You think I'm not going to praise it? You think I'm going to set up church when the word being preached and I'm not going to shout? I'm not going to say nothing? And he done saved me and sanctified me, set me apart, give me his glory. You think I'm not going to praise him? You can stand up in here and you don't want to praise him, but I'll praise him all by myself. I know what he done for me. I'll give him the glory right here, right now, right in your face. I'll praise him. I'll dance in your face. I'll shout in your face. The Lord's been good to me. I'm going to praise him all the day of my life. He's been so good to me. Has he been good to you? Somebody needs to praise him up in here. What has the Lord done for you? I got to praise him. I got to talk about him. I got to let him know I love him. Apostle Paul was in Rome, and it looked like they didn't want to move. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. I want you to tell you down in the deep south down here in Louisiana, Apostle Leroy, I want to tell you, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm a preach in the city. I'm a preach in the field. I'm going to preach when it's dark, and I'll preach in the light. But I'm going to tell somebody about Jesus. Do I have any help up in here? I think somebody need to dance. I think somebody need to glorify. I think with all my... I think somebody needs to glorify. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Just a little bit, hallelujah. Let's just praise him for a few minutes. Hallelujah, come on, let's praise him. They got enough of them here to praise him. He's done so much for us. He's done so much for us. He's done so much for us. Do you really love him? Huh? Do you really love it?
Yeah.
Well, cut up one more time. We'll check up tomorrow night. But I want you to have this go home. The innermost being, the inner man, and the outer man. Don't get them mixed up. See, because you could be praying on the outside and he's not going to pay you no attention. But what you the little few nuggets you learned tonight, he will know you know who you are. Let me get that outside scripture. Let me get outside man scripture. Out of man. 2 Corinthians 4:16. Let's read it. 2 Corinthians 4:16. What are you working for? What you working with? It's a glory week.
Yes, God.
Everybody's lifestyle.
Thank you, Father.
Changed this week. I receive, young man. You got that scripture?
Yes.
What's caused we faint not? But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Now there's another revelation of this, it's the soul. That's Romans 12 too. The inward man, that's the soul. The innermost being is the spirit. That can't be touched. So Satan messed with your soul and your body. But your soul don't belong to him and your body. So he said, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Yes. Got it?
Yes, sir.
All right, y'all can take your business. I'm through. I'll do something tomorrow night. We'll finish tomorrow night.